Thank you, Jesus, for giving us clear revelation to see ourselves the way you see us. Help us to stand in your truth against all enemy attacks and guard our hearts with your love. Amen. I am here, Mother Mary began. It is wisdom to not focus too much on the dark things, although in prayer this is exactly what we must do. You are living a very real part of what they are suffering because you have taken them into your heart to hold tenderly and intercede. Precious, precious is the heart which receives into itself the plight of others. You resemble my son in your generosity and caring heart. This is the prayer of the heart which carries so much weight with God. You have not dispensed your duties quickly and moved on, changing the subject. Rather, you have embraced the plight of those who are hopelessly entrapped, taken them into your heart, and remembered them throughout your day. Because of this, you have found favor with God. Beloved ones, these are your children, your families, by virtue of your married relationship with Christ. Just as you are my children, they too are your children. This is a beautiful mystery belonging to those called to forsake themselves and embrace the world, just as Jesus and I did. You have a family that awaits you in heaven. They too have carried you in their hearts so that you could arrive at this point where you now become parents of the people of the world. How sublime is this mystery of redemption! The Lord has made it possible for you to fulfill the highest calling of mankind by following in our footsteps. In this way, all of mankind becomes partners in the mystery of redemption. For Christ paid the price once and for all, but so many are the workers necessary to deliver the message and distribute the sacraments. Is it not written that you make up for the suffering still remaining to be embraced of what is lacking when Jesus ascended, for the sanctification of sinners written in Colossians 1? Now I rejoice in my sufferings on your behalf, and with my own body I supplement whatever is lacking of Christ's afflictions on behalf of his body, which is the church. In this church, I was made a minister according to the stewardship which God entrusted to me for your sake, so that I might make the word of God fully known among you, that is, the mystery which is hidden from angels and mankind for ages and generations, but has now been revealed to his saints, God's people. God, in his eternal plan, chose to make known to them how great for the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in and among you, the hope and guarantee of realizing the glory. We proclaim him, warning and instructing everyone in all wisdom, that is, with comprehensive insight into the world and purposes of God, so that we may present every person complete in Christ, mature, fully trained and perfect in him, the anointed. For this I labor often, to the point of exhaustion, striving with his power and energy, which so greatly works within me. Our Lady continued, So remember, my dear ones, that we are truly one body and all participate in the mysteries of redemption. This should be a comfort to you when things are particularly difficult, and you can only find comfort by meditating on the wounds of Christ and how he suffered these for you. In heaven there will be continuous glory and no suffering, and you haven't long to wait, certainly not as long as the apostles had. So carry these burdens with the power that comes from Jesus and your relationship with him. And don't forget, when you are weak, he is strong. So do not be deceived by feelings. In John 15 it reads, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that continues to bear fruit, he repeatedly prunes, so that it will bear more fruit, even richer and finer fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have given you the teachings which I have discussed with you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. Just as no branch can bear fruit by itself without remaining in the vine, neither can you bear fruit, producing evidence of your faith, unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. The one who remains in me, and I in him, bears much fruit.